This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Because it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
Houston, let's get in the loop. Landry Locker and John Lopez.
I can't get over what the words that came out of your mouth. I just can't get over that.
I can't get over you.
Hold on.
What is Matt Schaub doing?
Hold on. I let you finish. All right. That is insanity.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader.
I'm making plays, bro. I don't know. I just make plays, bro.
Sports Radio 610.
Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? It is Friday. You ain't got no job. Well, kind of you do. John Lopez doesn't today. He's fishing. And we got two special guests on In the Loop. Episode 201, Texans Pro Bowler Wade Smith, former Texans first round pick Travis Johnson, a.k.a. better known as Smitty and Trap, in the building today on Friday. Guys, just got to warn you guys ahead of time. The dump button only goes 20 seconds, so if you're going to let them fly, we gotta spread them out a little bit. I'm talking especially to you, Trap.
Oh, no, man. I don't let the – well, my curse words are different. I say the N-word more than anything else. Probably.
Yeah, that's the one you got to watch out for with Trap.
Yeah, in the pre-show, I was a little bit worried about that, but I don't want to be the token white guy sitting there saying, hey, what's up, man? Already.
The question is, what's the over and under on how many race cars we're going to do in this next 4 hours? That's the question.
17 and a half.
I'm going to take the over.
Trap, do you gamble?
I play craps.
You don't bet on games or nothing like that?
You know what? I do a little bit because, you know, I know y'all, of course, you remember Mark Ryan.
Oh, yeah.
So Mark puts together a nice little parlay. Oh, he doesn't want you to parlay it. But he always puts together a game of bets every week during
three,
the season.
Three a week, I think it was.
And I was killing with those bets, man. Like, I think I was up 10 grand at one point. I'm like, dude, appreciate you, Mark.
My problem with what you just said, though, you said you play craps. Black people don't play craps. We shoot dice.
I shoot dice.
Race car!
I'm trying to win the bet, baby.
I shoot dice, play craps, throw bones, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, all that.
I do it all. Whatever they called it on Pirates of the Caribbean, I do it all. So, I mean, but it makes me money.
Of course it does.
Yeah.
Wade Smith, Trap Johnson in for John Lopez in the loop on a Friday. It's day two of March Madness, one of the biggest tournaments in American sports. But yesterday, amidst all the madness, there was some big news that impacted the Houston Texans. And I texted you as soon as it happened, Wade. The Indianapolis Colts. The one thing that I've been able to hang my hat on in regards to the Texans' quiet offseason is I could say, well, the Colts aren't doing anything either. So I could point to Indianapolis and say, well, they got more cap space than the Texans, and they're not doing anything either. But amidst all this madness, I believe Triple Threat was on the air. The Colts signed former Kansas City Chief Justin Houston to a two-year deal, and all of a sudden I said, oh, crap, I can't hang my hat on anything this offseason. So I'm going to ask you two guys, Wade Smith and Travis Johnson, is it time to panic? Should I start officially being worried as a Houston Texans supporter?
Well, I think you should have been worried a couple of weeks ago when Trent Brown didn't get signed. You should have been worried then when Kareem Jackson didn't get offered a contract. You should have been a little worried. This here should just make you you should be Mike Meltzer level worried at this point, because Justin Houston's he's going to see what he has to deal with as far as with the left tackle, right tackle position that's currently on the Texans roster. And he's thinking to himself like James Harden, barbecue chicken. You know what I mean? There's nobody right now that is on the Texans rosters that matches up well with Justin Houston. And then you're going to have to do a lot of the things that you did last year, where you're having tight ends help chip out and having running backs chip out the backfield. And that limits your options for as Deshaun Watson, as far as getting guys the ball in a hurry. And so you should definitely be worried.
Justin Houston, Jabal Sheard, Marcus Hunt, and Danico Archer.
Yeah.
That sounds like the Tasmanian Devil, Dwight Freeney. Sounds like Mathis. Sounds like Corey Simon and Booger McFarland all over again.
It actually is worse, because those set of guys were all kind of the same type, quick guys, undersized guys. But like Hunt is a goon. Like they have a bunch of guys that were kind of goons up front. And now you have a guy like Justin Houston that can actually rush the passer. And so it makes it difficult for offensive linemen when you're having to deal with different styles of rusher. So it was definitely a really good move, I think, by the Colts.
So Texans fans were concerned about their O-line. They should be even more concerned now after knowing that you're going to have to go against the Colts at least twice.
Of course. And I mean, that's why they need to go ahead and just sign Donald Penn, man. He's a guy that has a lot of experience against Justin Houston twice a year. In the same conference, I mean, same division for the past like 5 years. So that's a guy that they need to, I think they need to make a phone call and make that happen.
Talking to D. Penn, he's all for it.
Okay. So you've talked to Donald Penn.
That's his guy.
Okay.
That's my guy. Me and Donald go way back to Englewood back when we was 10 years old.
How did he end up at Utah State? We're talking about.
He wasn't recruited that highly out of St. Bernard's.
Man.
So to be honest with you, he's a better basketball player than he was a football player. Just nobody wanted to offer him because he just was so
huge.
He built like Donald Penn is now. Like, so you were like, this dude's not a basketball player. So yes, I ended up at Utah State, but he was a dang good player at Bernard.
We're talking about Donald Penn, 3-time Pro Bowler of the Raiders, recently released. Smitty and Trapp both, and they're in for John Lopez. They both agree that he would be good. So you know him. He would be okay with coming to the Texans. What's holding it back right now? Is it a negotiation? Is it a money thing?
I mean, talking to him, he's like, dude, you know, hopefully my people's reached out to them. I think they're reaching out. So I think it's just now a matter of getting it done. You know, it's being of understanding of. Listen, this is a veteran move. You're bringing a guy in, shore up your offensive line. He'll give you 3-4 more good years until you find somebody that might can replace him. And if you need to, you can move him to right tackle.
He'd be good for Davenport too, right? What, right, Smitty? See, like bringing him, he'd be good for Davenport too,
he
right?
He definitely would. And I don't need him for 3 or 4 years. I need him for a good year. And if you get an extra year out of him, that's icing on the cake. Just give me 2 because they're getting ready to draft a tackle. I know they better, but they're going to draft a tackle early. On April 25th or whatever day it is.
You sure?
And then they better.
I thought Florida State was going to sign a quarterback. We hadn't signed a quarterback in 2 years.
It's Florida State, though. We're not, I mean, two different levels of programs. I'm going to put the Houston Texans a little bit ahead.
Yeah, right,
I mean, no disrespect to Florida State University.
Right now,
but y'all let your head man go because you wouldn't want to spend no money on him.
Was crazy
I'm
that.
Just saying, man. Like, I think the Texans are smart enough that they know that they got to get a first-round pick. And I think Donald Penn will help him, and he would help Julian Davenport. I don't want to put Donald Penn at right tackle, though.
No,
I don't want to do that.
Right
he doesn't want to play right tackle.
He doesn't want to
play. He played left tackle for 12 years. How long has he been in the league?
12 years.
12 years. So 11 of those years he was a left tackle. He's high-level, 3 Pro Bowls, all that. Let him play left tackle next year, so you're good there. And then if the following season, if he still got it and the rookie isn't ready yet, you still have him in the fold. 2-year deal. $5-6 million a year, you good. It's nothing going to hurt your salary cap.
Question for you, my brother.
What's up?
So, Chris Clark, last year, we don't re-sign Chris Clark.
Correct.
He goes to Carolina and starts 13 games for the Carolina Panthers.
Correct.
At left tackle.
Correct.
Could somebody like Chris, veteran guy who's been in the league, since 08, 09?
Yeah, he's been in a while.
He's been in the league for a while. It's like 10 or 11 for him.
Yeah.
He goes somewhere and starts for – it might not have been a great team that he went and started for. But at the same time, could he have helped us last year? And could he have helped us right now of being on the roster?
I think he definitely would have helped us last year. But I think the problem with that is that they wanted to see what Julian Davenport could do. They wanted to give him an opportunity to either sink or swim. And so you saw the results of that decision.
Are you out on him?
I'm not out on him overall. I'm out on him as being the starting left tackle. Yes, because if you go through a season and you have 12 false starts, that in itself – It tells me something about your preparedness and your readiness to play. At this level, you can't have 12 false starts. I mean, as a teammate, we have a problem with that. Like, you have to sit in there and not jump off the sides. And you can't backdoor 12 false starts with also giving up that many pressures and that many sacks. But I think that he has ability, and I think that he can grow. And it's just he's going into, his third year now? And so you got to give him opportunity to grow, and you got to put some veterans around him that can teach him the game. And that's why I think a guy like Donald Penn, you need to get a veteran presence in that locker room.
Wade Smith, Travis Johnson in for John Lopez, who's fishing. Trapp has talked to Donald Penn. He says that he's open to the idea of coming to the Texans. Wade says that's a move that they need to make. To me, it seems like the only move they can make at this point, because I don't see anyone else on the market. But the other thing that I brought up yesterday is it's easy to panic right now, but if you even look at your guy Trent Brown last year, he wasn't on the Patriots yet. You know, like, so there are some moves made late in the season to where it can happen. And Tyrann Mathieu wasn't even available. So it is a panic move, but this does seem like the move that they need to make. It's if money's the issue, then that's one thing. But there's no way they can watch the tape, Smitty, and say that this guy's not ready to go.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing they could probably look at it and say is, all right, he's coming off a major injury last year, and he didn't play left tackle last year, played right tackle, and that's going to be some hesitation. And then they might have some hesitation on some of the stuff that's happened with him getting into it with fans and him having issues potentially with the domestic situations
at home. I like the fan parking lot stuff, though.
Right, but you got to understand that's what you need in that room.
They need dogs.
We feel that way. But what goes on over there on Kirby is not always, it's not on that same level. They try to make sure they get a certain type of guy in the room. And so they want to have a certain type of chemistry. So that's probably something that could be potentially holding them back from getting a guy in here that I think will help.
Hey, what the coach from Coastal Carolina say? I don't need no cats. I need dogs.
You need
dogs. I don't need no meows. I need them guys who ready to pin their ears back and go hunt.
Especially at that position.
Donald Penn from Ty, he's a jitterbug, has always been a dog. Period.
That's Travis Johnson, Wade Smith riding along, John Lopez on vacation. Do the Texans need more dogs, and does less sex mean more plays being made? We'll get into that next.
His trouble with dogs, I mean, he loved dogs.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.